I'd like to speak for a few minutes about the famous Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Peches, where the Gemara says, "Vayisyatzvu betachtis ahar." The pasuk says that they congregated, they stood at the tachtis ahar, but it doesn't say etzel ahar. It doesn't say tachas ahar, at the foot of the mountain. It says betachtis, which makes it sound like inside the underneath of it. So Amar Avdimi Barchama, Barchaso, Melamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Asahar Ki Gigas. From here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain over them like a barrel, or flipped the mountain over them like a barrel. V'yamar Lahem, Im Atem Mekabalim HaTorah, if you're willing to be Mekabal the Torah, Mutav, then everything is good. V'yam Lav, and if you're not willing to, Shom Tieh Kfuraschem, there will be your kfura. Your kfura will be there. Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, Mikan Moda Rabba Leoraisa. From here we have an escape clause. We have an excuse to not keep the Torah because it was forced upon us. We never wanted this thing. It was an onus. Amarava Afa Pichein Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. That's true, but you know what? They later were remakabel it. Bimei Achashverosh. Tchsiv Kimu VeKiblu HaYehudim. Kimu Ma SheKiblu Kfar. They were makabel upon themselves that which they had already. They were mekayim what they had been mekabel earlier under duress. Okay. So, the Gemara in Shabbos comes Tosos, and Tosos asks a famous question. Kaf aleihem har kigigas? I don't understand. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be kaf aleihem har kigigas? They had already said, Nasa v'nishma. Everybody knows the great schus of Klai Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael, they were offered the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations, and he said, you want it? And this nation said, oh, well, what's written in it? Let me see what I'm getting myself into. When they came to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael just said, Nasa v'nishma, we'll take it. We don't even need to know what's in it. We're willing to accept the Torah. So if they were already mekabel Nasa v'nishma, so why a couple of amakagigas? Well, why put a gun to someone's head if they already agreed to do it? So Tosfos answers, Shema yiyu chozrim kishiyiru ha'esh ha'gedola. Maybe when they see all of the excitement and the power and the intensity of Matan Torah, maybe they'll be chozer. Maybe they'll change their minds. Maybe they'll say, I don't want this. I'm not interested in this. So, I think we might have mentioned this the other day. This answer of Tosos is a little bit strange. Some of the Mefarshim point out that you can question. I don't want to say it's strange, but you can question it. The Or HaChaim questions and says, I don't understand. If a person comes into an intense experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't think they would say, okay, I don't want to have anything to do with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If anything, they would dedicate themselves more. And they would say, whoa, this is a serious thing. Look at this experience of Matan Torah. I need to dedicate myself more to Talmud Torah. Not to say, oh, well, I don't want this. I don't want to get involved in this. Also, the Maral notes in Tiferes Yisrael that the big schus of Klal Yisrael Lidoros is that we were makdim Nasa v'nishma. So, according to Tosfos, Nasa v'nishma was something that we didn't really do with such great resolve. There was even a chshash that we would be chozer on it. It's a little strange to say that. Nasa v'nishma, that's what Klal Yisrael is known for. Lidori Doros, our Kabbalah of Torah, of Nasa v'nishma. So, is there another answer to this question? Why was Kaf aleihem har kigigas? Why was it necessary to coerce Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah if they had already said Nasa v'nishma? So I want to share with you a couple of approaches. The first one is the Medrash, and then based on this idea of the Medrash, I'd like to give a slightly different, the nuanced approach, which I think is very informative for Talmud Torah. The Medrash in the Tanchuma says that Nasa v'nishma was on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav doesn't require hard work. You don't have to be mitzayer yourself. You don't have to invest too much. It's relatively short. So when that was offered to them, they said, yeah, sure, Nasa v'nishma. We're happy to take Torah Shebichsav. But when Torah Shebaal Peh was being given, so that required Kafalayim Kar Gigigas. Torah Shebaal Peh has lots of details. It's hard. It requires chazara. Kaf aleihem har kigigas was for Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Medrash. I'd like to also share with you a really beautiful idea from the Chassan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer was the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, and he has a really beautiful Mahalach, which also we can use to address this question of Esekator, of Nasev Nishma, as opposed to Kofaleim Hakigigas. So the Chassan Sofer begins as follows. He's writing a tshuva about Shavuos, and he notes a very well-known and perplexing Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham asks, why is it that we celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day after Pesach? We all know we count 49 days, and the 50th day, that's Shavuos. That's not when Matan Torah was, if you do the math. Matan Torah was on the 51st day. What's the math? The math is very easy. We all know that Shabbos HaGadol, when they set aside the Se, was on Shabbos. That was Yud Nisan. It was 4 days before they sacrificed it. So the sacrificing was on Yud Dalet, that was the afternoon of Wednesday. If Shabbos HaGadol was Shabbos, so then Yud Dalet, when they shechted the Karban Pesach, was the afternoon of Wednesday. And when did they eat the Karban Pesach, and when did they go out of Mitzrayim? Wednesday night, Thursday morning. So Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on a Thursday, late Wednesday night, and then they actually left Thursday morning. Now, 7 weeks after that, 7 weeks is going to be Thursday, 7 weeks later. So Thursday, 7 weeks later, is 49 days. The 50th day is Friday. So 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Friday. Everyone agrees that Matan Torah was on Shabbos, which means that Matan Torah was on the 51st day. So why do we celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day after Pesach if Matan Torah itself was on the 51st day? That's the Magen Avraham's question. And his answer is mind-blowing. Says the Magen Avraham, Mikan remez in the Torah, a remez to Yontav Sheni Shel Golios. It's a remez to Yontav Sheni Shel Golios. That's what the Magen Avraham says. What in the world does that mean? How is this a remez to Yontav Sheni Shel Golios? And even if it is somehow a remez to Yontav Sheni Shel Golios, why are we having a remez to Yontav Sheni Shel Golios for Shavuos specifically? Like, what's the connection between Matan Torah and Shavuos and Yontav Sheni Shel Golios? So, fasten your seatbelts. The Chassan Sofer is about to blow your mind. He says an incredible thing. Incredible chiddush. He says as follows. He suggests that when Klal Yisrael said Nasev Nishma, they said, we are willing to accept the Torah for when we get to Eretz Yisrael. When we get to Eretz Yisrael, and we live in Eretz Yisrael, and we're Bailim on the Makom, we're willing to accept 613 mitzvos. But in Chutz Laretz, we're not accepting the Torah. You know why? You know how hard it's going to be to keep the Torah in Chutz Laretz? We're going to have foreign powers above us there, and they're going to Aser Talmud Torah, like they did. They're going to Aser Mila, they're going to Aser Shabbos. We're going to have to risk our lives. It's going to be very hard, and you know what? Many of us will probably assimilate in Chutz Laretz. And having a chiyuv of mitzvos is going to be to our detriment. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a taina against us. We don't want an obligation of mitzvos in Chutz Laretz. We only want an obligation of mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the reason why Kafaleim Hakigigas. Kafaleim Hakigigas was to tell them, no way. You have to keep the Torah in Chutz Laretz as well. And you know why you have to keep the Torah in Chutz Laretz? Not because it's harder there and I'm forcing you to do it anyway. It's because that's what's going to keep you alive in the Golus. What's going to keep Klal Yisrael surviving in Golus is Dafka because of their dedication to Torah and mitzvos. And he brings a gorgeous diuk. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? It says, Kafaleim Hakigigas, if you keep the Torah, great. And if you don't, what are the next words? Shom Tiei Kvurasam. There will be your death. What do you mean there? Kan Tiei Kvurasam. Right? If someone puts a gun to your head, he says, do it or I will shoot you. You hold something over his head, you say, do it, or you will die right here on the spot. Not, oh, you'll die there. What do you mean you'll die there? I'll die here. Says the Chassan Sofer, no. Kafalei Hakigigas was about keeping the mitzvos in Chutz Laretz. And he said to them, keep the mitzvos, you'll be okay. And if you don't accept the Torah in Chutz Laretz, Shom, there in Chutz Laretz, that will be your end. I'm not going to kill you now.
but you will not survive the Golus if you don't have a dedication to Torah and mitzvos. Says the Chassan Sofer, what that means is that for 49 days, Klal Yisrael was saying Naaseh v'Nishma because they were willing to accept the Torah. Came the 50th day, he suggests, and it's now Shavuos Midyareisa. It's time for the Torah. Hashem said, no, I'm not giving you the Torah. I'm giving you the Torah tomorrow. I'm giving you the Torah on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. You know why? I know you accepted the Torah already. You accepted the Torah for Eretz Yisrael. But I'm going to force upon you Matan Torah for Chutz La'aretz as well, when you're in Golos. And therefore, Torah was given on the 51st day. It was given on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. It wasn't given on the 50th day. We celebrate the 50th day. That's the Dioraisa day of Matan Torah. That's when Torah was supposed to be given. That's the Iker day, 49 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely gave it on the 51st day. Mikan remez liyont of Sheni Shagolios, because the Torah was given to us in Eretz Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael had to accept it in Chutz La'aretz as well. This, he says, answers an amazing kasha of the Rashba. The Rashba asks, I think in the Chidushei Ramban it's there as well, but it's in a Tshuva of the Rashba, so a lot of people quote it from the Rashba. The Rashba asks, how could the Chorban HaBayis happen? Doesn't the Chorban HaBayis Rishon? Because we didn't keep the Torah? The Gemara in Shabbos says, Mikan Modor Rab L'Yoraisa. We're not responsible for not keeping the Torah because it was forced on us. So the Gemara says, no, but they re-accepted in Shushan. Okay, that's very nice. They re-accepted in Shushan. But that was after the Chorban HaBayis. So how could the Chorban HaBayis happen? What, you can hold us accountable for not keeping the Torah? Modor Rab L'Yoraisa. Kafo Lamarki Gigas. But Lefi L'Chsan Sofer, no! Kafra Lamarki Gigas was never on the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So of course we can be punished for not keeping the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. The Chorban can happen in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Modar Rabbali or Raisa about keeping the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It's only about keeping the Torah in Chutz La'aretz that there's a Modar Rabbali or Raisa. And sure enough, where did they reap in Mekabel the Torah? Where did they reap in Mekabel the Torah? In Shushan, in Chutz La'aretz. Hadar Kiblua, Kiblu what? That the Kaf Olam HaKigigas about Chutz La'aretz, they now, in Chutz La'aretz, accepted it upon themselves willingly. So, this is a beautiful Mahalach Chassan Sofer. That's why we needed a Kaf Olam HaKigigas, and that's why we needed Naaseh V'Nishma, because Naaseh V'Nishma was on Torah and Eretz Yisrael, and it's an ideal form. And the Ramban writes about this all the time. The Ramban says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei HaAretz because Iker mitzvos are kept in Eretz Yisrael. There's even a famous Ramban where he sounds like he's saying that all the mitzvos a person does in Chutz La'aretz are not bishleimus, because even a mitzvah like tefillin is only bishleimus when it's done in Eretz Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael had a good taina, Naaseh V'Nishma. But Kaf Olam HaKigigas, that also in Chutz La'aretz you have to keep the Torah. And I think that there is a beautiful message for all of us. And that is that Klal Yisrael really wanted to go into the bris of Torah and mitzvos only on ideal terms. We're willing to accept the Torah and do the mitzvos when everything is ideal. When I'm eating well, when I'm sleeping well, when everything's going well in life, then I'm happy to learn Torah. But what about when it's hard? What about when you're in Golus? What about when things aren't going well? Are you still going to be able to keep the Torah then? It's Ben Azmanim, and I don't have a base medrash, and I don't have chavrusas, and it's not so easy to learn. Are you committed to Talmud Torah even in Golus? Are you committed to Talmud Torah even when you don't have the surroundings of Eretz Yisrael, of a yeshiva, of a shul, of a rabbi, of a rebbe? Are you still committed to Talmud Torah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Kafalei HaMarkigigas, this is part of the package. You can't only learn when things are going well. In an amazing, amazing drushin, it's even more amazing for us now that we know the history, what happened. But in one of the drushes of the Eish Kodesh, so the Pizetz and the Rebbe, so he writes a drusha that he gave in Warsaw. In the ghetto, and he tells his congregants, he says, "What's wrong with us here? We need to serve Hashem better. Oh, we're going to say that we're in the middle of a concentration camp or in a ghetto, and it's a Holocaust, and we can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu." He says, "That's the reason why Torah was given in the desert." You know, the story isn't really so. It's a little bit anticlimactic. We should leave Mitzrayim, cross the desert, a bunch of slaves, come into Israel, set up a kingship, and get the Torah. That would be the real climax. Get the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that really how the story should end? Why do we get the Torah in the middle of the desert? Says the Pizetz and the Rebbe, because the message is that you can learn Torah in a midbar also. You don't need to be in Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. You can learn Torah in a midbar. And he said to his congregants, he said, we can learn Torah here in the ghetto Warsaw also. Even though the lights are closing and things are crashing down, until the very end, we could be committed to Talmud Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that this Shavuos, we should have an incredible Kabbalah Satorah. We have to realize that the Kabbalah Satorah is not just that we should be able to learn when things are going well, but that we should also learn during the tougher times. During the tougher times doesn't have to mean disease and Nazis. And during the tougher times could also mean when I'm not feeling it 100%, when I'm not excited about Torah. But to remember the Kof Olam Har Kegigis, to push ourselves. I'm just going to end with a beautiful, beautiful idea that just captures this yesod from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner says, what's this Kof Olam Har Kegigis, and what's this Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma makes it sound like it's a luxury, Torah. Yeah, we'll take it, sure, it's a luxury. You know, anyone want steak? Yeah, sure, I'll take steak. Nasa V'Nishma, it sounds like it's a luxury. Kof Olam Har Kegigis makes it sound like it's a necessity. Like, you don't have a choice, you have to have this. Says Rav Huttner, an amazing Kaga. He says, you know what the nature of luxuries as opposed to necessities are? They're as follows. Luxuries are really geschmack when you have them. But if you don't have a luxury, it's not so painful. You can get by without a luxury. Necessities are the opposite. It's not so geschmack to have necessities. Oh, water or bread. But not having necessities is very painful. Torah has to be a luxury and a necessity. It's a necessity in the sense that if you don't have it, it's painful. You have to have Torah. It's a necessity. But it's not completely like a necessity. It has to also be like a luxury. That if you don't have it, it's painful. Sorry, that when you have it, it's super geschmack. It's like a necessity in the sense that when you don't have it, it's painful. And it's like a luxury that when you do have it, it's super geschmack to have. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that we should see Torah as a luxury. We should see Torah as a necessity. We should be mekabel upon ourselves this Shavuos. Torah as Nasa V'Nishma and as Kof Olam Har Kegigis in the good times and in the rough times. And Emir Tzashem, it should give us a schus of another full year forward of tremendous Limud HaTorah and Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.